The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
To the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us. As always, we're happy you're here. We're happy we're here. We're happy to be alive.
Welcome to our little podcast home. We want you to feel comfortable, and we want to be hospitable. We want you to feel good, like you're here, hanging out, we're having a little drinky drink, we're sitting on the sofa, chatting, our feet are up. Maybe we just painted our nails, you know? And, you know, Christy's telling us about, the latest, phone call she had with her girlfriend that her kid was eating icing out of the tub with his fingers.
No, just one finger.
Perhaps she has a headache today.
Who knows? Ooh, did you hear that?
Yes, was that your stuff?
I wonder if they could hear it. If you could hear it, they could hear it, right?
It was really loud.
I'm sitting cross-legged on my little bench in here, so my stomach is fairly close to the mic. That's really funny. Oh, my God.
It was, and you know what? I think you were bending forward.
Yeah,
echoey certain twists and stuff in yoga. They help you with digestion. Did you just eat something or are you hungry?
No, I'm just drinking coffee. I don't really eat in the morning. I don't really eat till like noon.
That was just
guzzle coffee from 6 a.m. to noon.
Like, it literally sounded like, oh, feed me.
Last night, for some reason, Tom, like, discovered, that's my six-year-old. He discovered that, like, if he gets up right after he eats and he sort of like, because he's really into dancing around the house, but if he sort of like moves his belly in this dance, you can hear the liquid like sloshing around in his stomach, and he thought it was like the coolest, funniest thing. He was like, quiet, and then he would do it, and we'd listen to this like swishing water bottle sound, and he was like, that's in me. So it runs in the family. We just make a lot of stomach noise.
That's such a weird, I've done that too, where I've been walking and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, ew.
That's exactly it.
And then I try to make it happen and it kind of makes me want to puke a little bit.
Yeah.
And I make that sound happen. That's funny that
that was
his first time discovering that.
Yes, it was.
That's cute. I felt like there was something I was going to tell you, but your stomach interrupted. And then,
sorry.
That's okay. Maybe, the internal wants to say something to the people. Anyway, we are recording in August.
In the future.
2019. It is the future. I've been watching a show on Netflix, by the way. We just finished it last night, and it's one of those shows that you don't even know it's coming to an end, and then it's all of a sudden you finish it, and it's like it doesn't say next episode in 4 seconds. Mm. It just shows you another show you could watch, so you realize that you finished and we both went, oh no, like we were so sad, and it's all about time travel. It's called Dark, and it's in German, and this is a big deal because I don't read. Second of all, it's so annoying to me to read subtitles because I really want to watch the actors and, but at the same time, I've got to read these subtitles. But the show is so damn good that I'm doing subtitles and I'm so into it.
Well, not anymore. Now it's over.
Well, I'm very upset because this morning when we had our little 5 a.m., coffee, we're like,
what are we going to do
to watch right now? So, but anyway, I highly recommend it. It's so good, but it's about time travel. But yes, we are recording in August 23rd, 2019. So, you know, we're still in wedding season. It's still hot. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
And this is a Yawa. You ask, we answer for the end of August. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at September episodes. I'm doing the newsletter right now for all of our patrons. I send out a fun newsletter at the end of the month. And usually I include all the episodes they can look forward to next month. But we only have one like in the calendar right now because we've been going through our queue.
Are we?
Yeah, our like pre-record, like ones we've recorded already.
Are
so
we?
We have a lot. Like, I think the next month we'll be recording a lot.
Well, you know what I still have is my the wedding I did last April with Paloma. If you're listening, I doubt she still listens, but I have recording from their wedding day, but it's little snippets, so I need to like, you know, narrate. I need to put some narration in there, and I just haven't had the time to do it.
Oh yeah, that's true. You could, well, now a lot of time has gone by, you have more of a like retrospective,
right?
You know, and then you can do it, and we'll edit it together. I've done that before, but yeah, we have some really exciting like onboarding that we've been doing with people that we want on the podcast. We just have to get going. This summer was crazy, so
crazy pants.
So we always have material for Yawa, though, because
oh yeah,
there's always emails and. One of our emails today is about divorce, I think. Somebody's divorced, parents, you know.
Yeah.
But we get so many emails about family dynamics, mothers, dads, step-parents, siblings, estrangements. I don't know how to include my dad. I don't know how to honor my stepdad, all of these things. So I think we need to do a full episode about all the Yawas we've got, all the questions we've gotten about different ways to deal with this kind of stuff, or a whole episode about divorce in some way, divorced parents and divorce in the family before you get married and how you're planning your wedding. Cause that's a lot of you deal with that. A lot of our clients deal with it. It's on a scale of like, everybody's friendly and amicable and wonderful. And I'm so lucky I have this huge extended family to, my mom cannot be within sight view of my stepmom. I mean, it gets crazy. So we want to dive into that more.
I have personal experience with that myself. And like I was just remembering a couple of days ago, I had a meeting with my clients who, she has like a big extended family and, you know, step siblings, and she's really close with all of her step siblings. And except for one. And so I was like having her write out her group shot list, you know, like for the photographer, like me, him, mom and dad, me, him, his mom and dad, me, him, my brothers, my sister. And she's like, she said, do I have to have, you know, whatever her stepbrother's name is. And I was, and then her fiance was like, well, are you having his sister? And she's like, of course, we're like so close. And she's like, well, you can't like have everybody in it and he's at the wedding and then just, you know, not have him in the photo, you know. And it was interesting. And I was like thinking to myself, God, this would seem really obvious. But to her, she's like, we have no relationship. Like, right. I barely know this guy. And it was just an interesting, I was like, oh, I get it. But
yeah. And we get asked those questions. Like, she's asking you, her wedding planner, do I have to include him? Or I've been asked, do we have to invite so-and-so if we're going to invite, you know, whoever else. But it always comes down to like, I mean, do you have to? No, I'm not. There's no law. But is it the right thing to do? And when I'm answering these emails, there's a lot of like, I try to give advice, like think about your wedding day in your head, close your eyes. What do you envision? What do you want? Who's there? And now think about 10 years you've been married and you're looking through your wedding album, having all these feelings like, oh, this wonderful day we had. If there's, you know, people in your life that are actually missing from your wedding album, do you feel regret about that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's heavy and it's personal and there's a lot to it. And I've had more experience with my LGBTQ couples where there's, when we're talking about divorce, it's almost like I'm divorced from my dad. Like he doesn't, were close until I came out and now he doesn't support me or he hasn't spoken to me in years. And it's really important to my mom that he's invited to the wedding, but I don't want him to walk me down the aisle. I don't want us to do a dance. I don't want XYZ. I don't even want a picture with him because he hasn't acknowledged my relationship.
Oh, that's so tough because, oh my God. Okay. So yeah, we should do an episode on this because I could talk about this.
Yeah, we will. Listening, I know like we feel your pain when you write us with these. I would say a good 50%, if I had to like guess, of the emails that we get, 50% are like wedding logistics, ask a planner a question, and then 50% are like, help me decide what to do because my family is complicated and here's how. So we get it, we feel you, and we will dedicate an episode now that we're back to...
I need to put that on our list so we don't forget.
I put so much on our list last night, like from all of these suggestions we're getting and just me looking through all of our emails and trying to see patterns of like repeat issues that keep coming up, that those warrant an episode all on its own. So
did you put the band one on the list?
I don't.
Did you see that email?
Yeah, but I asked her, is she talking about wedding bands like rings?
No. I think it's a music band.
Yes.
And remember, there was that guy I talked to last year or earlier this year who had some great information on booking bands.
We need to talk to that guy, but we also need to talk to maybe like the lead of a band, like who's there on the day.
You mean like...
The band leader, the singer, the main person. Because
Should we call Steven Tyler?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. He's your buddy, right? You saw him in Vegas?
Yeah. I'll see if he can record
get on that
with us. Yeah.
He does a lot of weddings.
Yeah. So, but we need both booking bands and then also working with a band on the day of, because that's its own.
Oh, its own beast.
Its own beast for us wedding planners. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not pick all the green M&Ms out of the M&M bowl.
Are you kidding me? In your green room,
which is really a closet, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So we have an exciting new partnership, so to speak, right? It's not a partnership. What is it called? Yeah, it's a partnership.
Yeah, it's a partnership. And that is, we are working with and promoting Hitch Switch.com. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten all the paperwork. I sort of like had them send me an example of what it would look like because I want to know how this works because it wasn't around when we got married. So hitchswitch.com, basically, if you're changing your name, and we know that that is a very big if, but if you are changing your name, Hitch Switch makes it really easy. They have a couple different packages. One includes a passport also, including the photo. So it's cutting through all that annoying, time-consuming red tape. And there's a lot of it when you change your name, especially if you want the passport changed too. And they put in your information, which took like 4 minutes online, your maiden name, the name you're changing your name to, and you get a package with all of the paperwork that you need already filled out, a lot of it, and there's signatures required, and then you send it into the various departments. So it makes it easy. It cuts the time that you have to do it. And I think it's just helpful because it's not as daunting of a task. I didn't change my name for 3 years after I got married, but I knew I was going to. I just put it off because it was something I just didn't want to deal with. So if you want to change your name, use Hitch Switch. We think it's an awesome service, and you can get 10% off of any package if you enter the promo code BIGWEDDING at checkout. So you'll see some more social media posts about that. And if you have used Hitch Switch, please let us know. We'd love to know and share your experience with it. We've already gotten somebody messaged us about they bought Hitch Switch for their girlfriend at her bridal shower. Like that was their gift.
I saw that.
And that's also so cool. You can do gift cards that way where you're paying for them to do it themselves. So It was a good idea.
And speaking of that, yes. So Hitch Switch, you want to say that promo code or how?
Hitchswitch.com, promo code Big Wedding at checkout.
And we'll put a link to that on our website too, everyone. Speaking of gifting, when we did that, we did a Skype call with one of our patrons. Was it like 2 weeks ago now? And as we were talking to her, she mentioned, and I didn't know this, Christy, or maybe you told me and I just forgot in all my crazy wedding planning brain, that she gifted 2 hours consulting with Christy to her, was it her sister or her friend who was getting married?
Yeah, who was getting married. Who was a fan of the show and didn't have a wedding planner. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, what? I didn't even think about, like, you could do that. We could do that. Like, people, that's a great gift.
Yeah, it was really cool because we reached out to her and said, the friend, and said, you have 2 hours talking with Christy anytime, like, anytime that works for you, email me and we'll set up a time. And I think she did 2 hours at one time rather than split it up. But it was really fun.
Yes.
And I'm working with another bride now for consulting who wanted me to record, like, something kind of special for one of her friends. It's a little bit of a surprise, but I'm going to do that later. But that kind of stuff makes us feel so good.
Wait. She wanted you to
I can't say anything else about it because I don't want to ruin her. Okay, yeah, but there's like...
Tell me when we hang up.
Basically, you guys, we're here for you. Hit us up if you have some... If you want a gift consulting or a phone call or...
Yeah.
You know, we're here. So we can always figure it out.
I mean, absolutely. We are accessible and from anywhere. I mean, you guys could be anywhere in the world. I mean, we can Skype and do all this stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. And again, a lot of you don't have full planning, wedding planners. I hope you're hiring month of. You should be. But I mean, this can be done from anywhere. So really utilize this service. It's very affordable and it's super helpful. And I mean, I was just like, get out. That was such a good idea to gift that to somebody. So anyway, I needed to throw that out.
Yeah, it was fun.
Into the universe for someone to pick it up and run with it.
So I've been trolling iTunes. I was telling Michelle before we started recording, looking at our reviews, but also going to all the other wedding planning podcasts and looking at their reviews, sort of to see if they get the same feedback that we do, what people like and what people don't like about shows. And there's some stuff. You can go down the rabbit hole there. But also I'm trying to figure out how we can dominate the world through our charts somehow. And then we could claim that we're the greatest wedding planning podcast to ever be in the universe ever. So I was trying to figure that out and we have some good reviews, came across some good ones. And I know who some of these are because there's some people that have emailed us questions and we've answered, but thank you as always for leaving these reviews. We love them and we need them.
Yes.
So if you haven't done it, do us a solid and leave us a review on iTunes.
And if anybody out there I know I've said this before, but seriously, if you work for Apple or anybody works for Apple, and Apple's huge, let's say within the podcast verse universe, Apple podcast, I wonder if there's a way to get a hold of anybody to find out in our, you know, in this category of wedding planning podcasts, you know, who's dominating here? Who's doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely worldwide. I know it's Bridechilla.
Right. And because she's been doing it longer than we have also. And I don't know that there's too many that have been doing it longer than us, in between us and her. Yes, we have 4 reviews to read. And then we have 3 emails. One is a 2-part conversation. And then we also have voicemail. So that's what Yawa is about today.
All right. August 22nd, 5 stars, titled A Huge Help, Love It, by Morgan Broke.
Morgan Broke.
These women are such a delight and full of amazing wedding planning pro tips. My partner and I decided we wanted to get married quickly, so jumped right into wedding planning. I am so grateful I found this podcast to assist. The theme song immediately put me in a playful headspace with this overwhelming task. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Christy and Michelle, for taking the time to make such an insightful and fun podcast. Love you, love your show. Ah, love you too. Thank you.
Helping people plan their weddings in a short amount of time or a 2-year time span. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Okay. The next one from August 8th. My best wedding planning friends. Oh, from Nick Redimus. Christy and Michelle, thank you so much for helping keep me sane through the wedding planning process and for keeping my friends sane since I don't have to talk to them about it 25/8 since I feel like I'm already chatting with my friends listening to you all day, every day. I've gotten so many helpful ideas by listening and being involved in the Facebook group. Woohoo! Thanks so much for what you do. Can't wait to post pictures when the big day arrives.
Woohoo!
And we can't wait to see them. And I'm so glad she shouted out the Facebook group because that is becoming
big. A group. It's a big community.
It's a big community and it's positive and full of good advice. Sometimes people ask questions and for real, somebody asked a question about a paper suite. If you're creating it yourself, where do you get it printed? And I looked through the answers because I was like, well, I don't know. Where would I get it printed? And there were some great answers and advice. And you're talking to people who have done it or are in the process of doing it.
Yeah, right, it's then fresh.
So they can answer questions in that way. It's very cool.
It's so good. It's so good, you guys, being there for one another and jumping on and reading through. I'm just like, what the hell? This is so cool. This, you know, this podcast fulfills me in so many ways. It's just so cool. Okay, that's all about me. Sorry. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me? Okay, it's my favorite movie quote. Next one. The ultimate binge series, The Type A Bride, 5 stars by Soccer Girl.
Girl,
G-U-R-L. Love, love, love this podcast. I'm a fellow wedding coordinator. Shout out. Hey, girl. Just starting out. Plus, I just got engaged. I know wedding overload. This podcast is so therapeutic for me. On one hand, it informs me as a bride about how to make decisions and approach the wedding planning process. On the other hand, it reassures my opinions and procedures as a planner and helps me learn more about the trade from these two awesome wedding planners. I've been listening for a month and I'm on episode 98. That's awesome. 98. If you read this far, know this. If you're a type A bride and have nowhere to start when thinking about your wedding, come here. You won't regret it. Bam! Damn, girl. Thank you.
Okay. Last one. August 6th from Soccer Bro B. I think I know who this is. And she said, I started listening to this podcast a few months ago before I got engaged. I knew it was coming. And I'm so glad I did because there's so much great information on this podcast. Christy and Michelle are so knowledgeable and generous to share their years worth of industry experience with their listeners. I particularly love how the earlier episodes are mostly business, timelines, budget, logistics, and they're available for you to listen to at your leisure. But these newer episodes are so interesting. I could see myself listening even after I get married. Oh my gosh, please do. Particularly loved the polyamory episode and the recent inclusivity episode. As a woman of color getting married to a Caucasian man, I really appreciated the sentiment in this episode. Thank you for encouraging diversity of all kinds in the wedding industry. Additionally, I have written into the podcast email address twice now and both times received a helpful response with which just further indicates how passionate Christy and Michelle are about genuinely helping others find their path on this wedding planning journey. Highly encourage a listen. You won't regret it. Thank you so much. And yes, we do get those emails. I mostly am the one who responds to them. And I put a lot of care and thought into it. So that is why sometimes it takes a little bit longer to respond.
Thank you, Sucker Broby.
Yep.
For that review. Thank you. All right.
We have to honor our monthly...
our honor-worthy...
monthly sponsor, our boo, Zola. Z-O-L-A, Zola.com, the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. You can join over 500,000 couples who have used Zola.com. That's a lot.
That is a lot. And we've used Zola.com, and our clients have used Zola.com. And it all starts with a free wedding website. It's so easy. It literally takes minutes. And then you could take as long as you want to get it all customized and set up. You could do as much as you want. And we're always talking about how we think wedding websites are important. They're important to get the information out to your guests. I mean, it is a staple now, yes. Right? Our Yawa episodes include emails about how to communicate transportation plans, maps, wedding weekend details, and we say wedding website. Zolas are super design savvy and easy to put together.
After the website, you can take your time and have some fun to build your registry at Zola. Zola is the most helpful wedding registry ever, and they'll make the process fun and easy. And they're the only place where you can register for honeymoon funds and gift cards along with great physical gifts.
And they do invites too. So easily build your whole suite at Zola from save the dates and invites to day of paper and thank you cards.
You know I love thank you cards.
Oh, Christy and her thank you cards. Yes, Zola, you hit it right on the head. Enjoy free envelopes, free guest addressing, and free online RSVP. You guys, it's a no-brainer.
So much, so many tools. Build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry with our promo code. Go to Zola.com, Zola.com/bigwedding. Include the /bigwedding part and get started today. Zola.com/bigwedding for $50 towards your registry.
Like Zola.com/bigwedding so that Zola knows that you heard it here on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Zola.com/bigwedding for $50 towards your registry. Thank you so much, Zola.
Zola. Zola. Okay. Zola. You can take that, Zola. You're welcome.
So.
Now we're going to speed through this now.
All right. We're going to speed through this. Technical difficulties. Yeah. Let's listen to this this voicemail, huh?
Yes.
From Adele.
Hi, Christy and Michelle. My name is Adele, and I have a quick question for one of your next Yawas. So mine considers planning as a whole, how can you organize time to plan? I want to be able to do so with my fiance. However, we have very conflicting schedules. As an example, I work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday when he works about a 3 to midnight most every day. We don't have a day off at the same time ever. And it's kind of hard to push wedding planning till midnight or later. If you guys have any tips or tricks, please let me know. Thank you so much. Love your show. Bye.
I love that. I do have some tips. I just worked with the last wedding I did. I've posted some of their pictures on our Instagram. The bride and groom had totally different schedules. He was working a night shift. I don't know if it was at a hospital, but yeah, it was really tough. Like even scheduling a phone call with them together, it was many weeks out. And what helped them was that they had a wedding planner, me, but I was getting emails from both of them. So there was this triangle of communication. And if you don't have a wedding planner, then it would be just between the two of you. I think it is possible. And it maybe is not the sexiest answer, but to kind of divide and conquer and come back together with like email updates or using the email back and forth as like a touchstone of like, you know, say he is really concerned about the DJ, well, then that's something that he can work on his time. And you're handling, I don't know, let's say the venue contact, and you need a couple questions answered, you'd write those in an email, and, you know, you guys have to communicate that way between the two of you so that you still feel like you're doing it together, because I know that's important to you, without being able to actually sit down at a table and like go over paperwork together and look at pictures. I think with your schedules the way they are, you have to kind of divvy it up and then come back together when decisions have to be made. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you have to think about this as project management, which is what we do as wedding planners. So whether or not you have a wedding planner, I would, if you don't have a Gmail account, open up a Gmail account, get yourself on Google Docs.
And share
and
them.
Spreadsheets. And share a doc between the two of you. Create a timeline. A wedding planning timeline shared between the two of you. Add tasks as you go. Add the little, they have that new feature with the little check boxes. Insert that into a cell on each line item and assign tasks to one another. And you can also insert comments into these areas. And Google will prompt you.
Yeah, questions.
And let you know when he has made a comment like, hi, Adele, who am I supposed to contact about this? Or before I contact this person, do you know what color you prefer? Or whatever it is. And so when you each have time to log on, you have this working platform that you're both going off of, and you're going to have to think of it in terms of a work project and project management. And there has to be some times that you're seeing each other, right? For more than just sexy time or sleepy time. So, you know, set meetings, put it on your calendar. We're going to have to meet at this time we're going to talk for 45 minutes about the wedding. And then we're also going to have our date night, because it is very much a big project. There is a due date, right? It's your wedding date, and you have to have a lot accomplished. So I would recommend doing that and using technology to your advantage in that way.
Yeah, and one of the easiest or most comprehensive ways on that Google Shared Doc is to write out a list or a planning timeline of everything you have to get done before the wedding. And then that list is there for you both. So you can do that in whatever way makes sense to you, but get it all out there. And then it's kind of cool to look on that and be like, oh my God, while I was at work yesterday, he checked off three of those things. That's three less that I have to worry about. So I'll do three, and then we're not going to talk about our wedding for an entire weekend.
Yeah, and with Google, with Sheet, I don't know if you're familiar with spreadsheets, you know, Excel or Google Sheets, but, you know, within a Google spreadsheet file, there are different tabs at the bottom. So one tab could be the main planning timeline. One tab could be his to-do list. One tab could be your to-do list. One tab
vendor
could
list,
be
ongoing.
Vendor list, contact information of your wedding party. You know, your guest list is there as well that you're both working on. I mean, everything can be on that one spreadsheet.
Which is exactly what that couple that I referred to did. And every time I would log on to it, like before we had a big conversation or something, if I wanted to make some confirmation calls, I would see that they had both added things to those tabs or added new tabs or, you know, flagged questions. So it's a really helpful tool.
So good question. Could we do this second voicemail, Christy?
Sure.
This is a voicemail we actually got back in June, you guys. And my bad, we didn't put it on Yawa last month. This came at the end of June, so we're going to put it on here. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Michelle. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My name's Natalie. I am your listener from Israel. And I have a couple questions about the logistics of building a wedding from the ground up. So my fiancé and I, we saw a couple venues. We didn't like the food, and food is a major thing for us. So we decided we were going to build a wedding from the ground up, and we have our caterer, and our caterer recommended a couple places we could visit in the desert, because that's what we want, to build our wedding. So one place
we really like, and the price for this place includes renting out all the rooms. Now, it's very expensive, and we talked to our parents, and both of our parents said, you know, it's fine if we offer a free option of building like a Bedouin tent and having everyone sleep in this large tent if they want for free, or them paying to upgrade for these rooms. And I'm just wondering, how would it work that people would pay to upgrade to these rooms if we already, you know, like paid for them in advance? That just seems like a bit tacky to me, to pay for in advance and be like, oh, and if you want to upgrade to a room, just pay me and my fiance like 400 shekels and you can stay in a hut. Or like a room. So I'm just wondering how we can go about that without being tacky, like maybe an online submission form so it doesn't seem like we're directly taking the money, even though it'd still seem like that because it's not booking through the place. Should we just like bite the bullet and cover the cost because it'll be like at least an extra $5,000 for us, which is a lot and a bit out of our budget. So we don't really know what to do. We want to do it, but it seems a bit tacky to ask for money. Is there a non-tacky way to do this? Love you. Love your show. Ani ohevet otchen ve ohevet et ha-tochnit shelachen. Bye.
Oh my God, I love that.
Well,
I don't know what you just said, but wow.
We might be late to answer you. I'm curious,
we're
Natalie.
We're so late, Natalie. I'm so sorry.
What you came up with. But this sounds like a camp wedding to me. I'm trying to like put it into a frame of something that I've had direct experience with. And I did a wedding like this where the cabins were part of it and the couple had to pay for it all up front. And then people had to pay and there were different prices. Do we want a cabin with two beds? Do we want a cabin with eight beds? So the short answer is it is a little bit messy to do this.
I don't think it's tacky, though. I don't see that as tacky, Natalie. They don't, maybe unless you've told people, but it's not like they necessarily know you've paid all this up front and they're paying you back. And who cares?
They have to stay somewhere. Like, that's what we kept coming back to, is your guests are going to pay to stay somewhere for this wedding weekend. So I think the easiest way to do it, at least in the times I've done this now three times for different camp weddings, is to circle your inner VIP first, like your friends, your siblings, your parents' close friends. Like, go to those people first in an email, you know, to all of them, to just lay it out and be transparent. What we've paid for this weekend includes these accommodations. If you want to stay on property with us in one of these rooms or in this big tent that we're going to do, here are the prices. And you can Venmo it to us because we've paid for it. I mean, it really is like, I don't know that there was like a secret kind of back way to do this that didn't make it clear that you've already paid and now people that want to stay there. So that's why it's easiest to go with like your closest friends and family first and ask them, because you're presenting them with a choice. And then they have the convenience of staying as close as possible to all the festivities if they want to. So it's still like a booking. They're still booking a room, but it's just going through you, basically. It's more work for you guys.
It is. It's a lot of work.
To keep track of it.
This is creating extra work for you. But I mean, you kind of knew that going into building something from the ground up, right? So you're bringing everything in, plus now you're dealing with logistics of lodging. And I would also add, because this is also the problem, this happens a lot too with like, if the bridesmaids want hair and makeup done, here's how much it costs.
Right.
We need to know by this date. That's a whole big pain in the ass headache, but sometimes you have to do it if you're not paying for their hair and makeup. So I would also add, you know, to mom and dad and like VIPs, here's your, you know, this is the rooms. Do you want it? You know, I want you to have first right of refusal. However, there's an expiration date.
And this is the cost.
I need to know within, you know, by next Friday at 2 p.m.
We would love to have you there with us. And it's just this price. And if you want it, let me know and I'll put your name down.
But I have to know by Friday at 2 p.m. And so, or Saturday at 2 p.m., whatever. And so if I don't hear from you by then, I will just consider that you're not going to do it. That's totally cool. And I'm going to open it up and first come, first serve basis. That's how it's going to go. And that's how you're going to keep yourself sane. And some people are going to be late and they're going to be, oh no, I didn't blah, blah, blah. You know, but that's their deal.
Is there still a room available? And there might be, yeah, but there might not be.
There is, but it's shared room now. You know, you got to be in with a couple other people. And that's the way it is. So once that's over, you'll be done with it. Move on, get on with the rest of the wedding planning and keep us posted. And I promise, I won't forget your voicemail again. I didn't forget. I mean, I knew it was there and then, yes, I forgot it. Anyway, there's no good excuse and I apologize, but I hope, I want to know how you are handling this because it's been a month, 2 months since you called. So yeah, there you go. All right.
Great email. This one is about dads and stepdads.
Okay. You want me to read it? Yes. Dad and stepdad are both very important to me. How to honor. Hello, ladies. I am so happy to have you both to help me navigate wedding planning. I've been binging the podcast for months, and you guys have absolutely made my wedding planning experience shine. My fiance and I have always known we wanted a non-traditional wedding, and you both have made me feel so empowered to do what feels right to us, follow our hearts, and buck tradition. Thank you for being the push in the right direction that we needed to celebrate our day our way. You've answered all of my questions but one through the podcast so far, and I think I only have one struggle left: divorced parents. Well, girl, let me tell you from experience, that's always going to be a struggle. Maybe it was a fever dream, but I thought you mentioned in an earlier Yawa that you were hoping to have a dealing with divorced parents episode. And I am sure there are lots of ladies and gents out there who have questions just like me and would really appreciate it. So let's get right to it. My parents are divorced. I had a complex upbringing, but my relationships with my parents are now mended and healthier than ever. I love all of my parents so much, biological and step, and want to honor them all on our special day. It's easier said than done. Though mended, things are still a bit sensitive. The only one I've figured out how to honor so far is my dad. All through my childhood, my dad helped establish in me the importance of self-worth, vulnerability, and love, combined with the magic of self-expression. When I heard you guys talk about toasts during a wedding ceremony, it seemed so obvious to me that my dad should give one at ours. Even my expressly anti-toast fiancé agrees. I've already asked my dad to give our one and only toast on the wedding day, and he is so excited, and it suits our relationship perfectly. My fiancé and I are thrilled to get to share that moment with him. Now comes the difficult part. I want to do something equally special to honor my stepdad during the wedding ceremony, and I'm fresh out of ideas. If anyone were the right person to walk me down the aisle, it would absolutely be him. The only problem is I'm 98% sure I want to walk in alone. I am not a fan of concept of being given away to my fiance from a feminist perspective. So ladies, I implore you, what on earth should I do? As his daughter who loves him, I want to give my stepdad the opportunity to walk me down the aisle. On the other hand, I'm a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. Being walked down the aisle just sounds awful and not very true to myself. Do you know of any other traditions, new or old, from any culture that we can include in our non-traditional ceremony to honor his support and love in my life while keeping my status as a card-carrying feminist? Or should I just buck up and have my second dad walk me down the aisle because I love him? And while we're talking about wedding feminism, do you know any cool way to honor moms and make them feel special and recognized on the wedding day? Wedding traditions I know of are a bit patriarchal, which is both unsurprising and disappointing. Wait, is that right? And so, yeah. I am so glad I have you both to turn to with these questions, and I could not be more excited to hear your response. You are my wedding gurus, and I patiently await your wisdom. Love you, love your show. Wow. Wow. This is a really great ask and a really big Yeah, it's complicated.
Okay. It was so nice to hear how we've helped you and empowered you. I'm stoked that you got that overall gist, because that is truly what we aim for. We get so many questions about parents and step-parents and dead parents and divorce and siblings, all of it. 100% Whoa. We need to pool all of the questions we have, like I said earlier, on the topic. So we will do that, I promise. Okay. I love, love, love your description of your relationship with your father now, and I'm glad you and your fiancé and your dad agree that him giving a toast at the wedding is appropriate and wonderful. Good job. One less thing to worry about. As far as honoring your stepdad, how would you feel about him walking you in, but not down the aisle? Or you walk in alone and then meet him maybe halfway down the aisle, and he walks you the rest of the way to escort you to your partner rather than, quote, give you away. Both of these options are the examples of the half walk, I like to call it. It gives the bride or groom sometimes a chance to shine alone and to take it all in and to feel like she's making the statement of marriage on her own volition. And it also honors the importance of the father figure in your life and maybe a moment that he's thought about for a really long time. I know my dad did. Also, you can add your mom to this plan and have your mom and stepdad walk you in together, but again, only do half of the walk. The photographer will capture it all, so you can give your stepdad a framed photo of him walking you in, but prominently display the one of you facing your partner all on your own in your wedding album. You can have both experiences. There are different ways to do this half walk. There's like a T shape, you know, where you both walk in from different sides at the back. It's all going to depend on your venue layout. Or you can meet or ditch, depending on how you want to do it, your dad at the midway point down the aisle. And you would consider the entrances and the altar position of your venue. So if you can lay that out and sort of sketch it a little bit, think outside the box, and that might help you visualize how you could do this. If there's stairs at your venue, I've seen where the person walking in, this was a groom in this case, walked down the stairs with his mom, and they were, you know, holding each other's hands as they walked down the stairs. But once they were at the bottom of the stairs, the mom went around and sat down, and he walked the aisle himself. So there's ways to do it. If you decide to walk in alone completely, maybe you can meet your stepfather halfway down the aisle if he's sitting there and give or get flowers from him or to him to add to your bouquet. Or you walked in alone and you stop and have a moment where you kiss and hug your parents on the right and then your parents on the left, or your moms, however you want to do it, and maybe give or take a flower from them at that point, and then you walk the rest of the way to the altar. So that's the half walk idea. The other traditional avenues that we would suggest are to have your stepdad maybe do a reading during the ceremony or the reception, since you're not having any toast during the reception. You could do the father-daughter dance with one or both of your dads, like in turn. You could also do that with your moms. I've seen that. It's a great way to honor all your parents, or just show them some attention. You yourself can give a toast at your wedding or at your rehearsal dinner and tell everyone how much you love your parents and how grateful you are. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of handwritten letters and cards. You could put your sentiments down on paper and give it to them or him. You can display photos of your stepdad and your mom, maybe at their wedding, or of you with all of your parents. And if there's a favorite song that you and your stepdad have, or a favorite movie, the movie could be playing, you know, on silent, on a projector screen, or the song could be played at some point during dinner, and you can have a little moment with him then. It doesn't even have to be something that other guests are aware of. And this could all go for your moms as well. So all that being said, I think the half walk is a great option for you, because you can create it and do it any way you want, and it can be any combination of your parents. Think of it as not so much them giving you away as it is you walking with them from one part of your life into another. This decision you're making is important, and they were a part of that. journey of raising you. So they've been there for you on your journey into adulthood, and you can honor them by wanting them to be able to be there for you physically on your wedding day too. I hope this helps. I'm trying to answer thoughtfully and thoroughly. And I appreciate the time that you are putting into thinking about this, to thinking about all of your parents. It takes a village, and a wedding is a time to celebrate that.
Those are great. I like that that option. I haven't done that, the halfway walk. A couple other things for my sister's wedding. Both my dad and my stepdad walked her down the aisle together. So they were on each side of her, which was lovely. We kind of thought that my dad, like my stepmom and I were both like, oh, dad's not going to like that. But my dad actually, it was surprising. He was so cool with it. He was very welcoming, and they laughed and chuckled the whole way, all three of them. So that was cool. If you're not into, again, because of the feminist, your values.
Implications,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Men giving you away to another man. You know what I immediately thought of is Jewish tradition and the chuppah.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the parents standing, well, usually, I mean, traditionally there's four parents, right? But in your case, there's more than four parents. And if you wanted to pull in that tradition, a chuppah is lovely, and it can be whatever you want it to be. And it's basically four, you know, corners and poles, and you're holding up a cloth of some sort, and you can make it whatever you want. And you can ask all parents to be under it if you want them standing with you during the ceremony. I think it's a lovely tradition. Or when the dads walk you down, or you walk down on your own, you ask your officiant to say whatever words you prefer. It doesn't have to be who gives this woman, right? It could be, can I have all the parents stand up, please? And can I have you all know that you're honored, and, you know, will you support this union or whatever
it is? We take a moment.
Can you please say,
yeah, to thank
yeah,
you.
We do. Because every single one of you are important to this couple, you know, and you could have something said in that way.
That's a good idea.
So there's that. And, finally, you could just have parents be part of the processional, you know, as you would a wedding party. You could have mom and dad, or mom and stepdad, and stepdad, stepmom and dad, whatever it is, all walk down the aisle as part of your processional and honor them in that way as well. And you walk yourself in. Like, you could do anything. But I love that you're thinking about this, and that you're making it you and true to who you are, and still honoring these very important people in your life.
Yes. Good question. You answered this one. What? This was a two-parter, but you answered the first bit, and then I answered the second comment. So
I did? I can't believe I
know. You
I
must have been like at
there.
A long stoplight or something.
I know.
To pound out an answer on your phone. Okay. Hi, ladies. First, I really enjoy the podcast. I listen in my car. I'm usually driving for most of the day. Well, maybe she's an Uber driver or a male lady.
Perhaps. Or a truck driver.
Or a truck driver. Look at me.
Police
look
officer.
Look at me gendering things like she has to be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gives me such a great way to focus on one topic at a time, which means my mind isn't racing between a million different topics all at once. Listening has taken away a lot of stress during the planning process. I'm about 10 months out from our wedding, and we're already pretty far along in the planning. We have venues, efficient photographer, and I've even found my dress. Woohoo! Right now, the biggest thing on my mind is catering. My fiance and I have really prioritized other items like photography, venue, and bar. Therefore, it's pretty hard to swallow a huge catering cost. We are anticipating having a buffet dinner. My fiance likes to be able to pick only things he likes. I get that. But I'm really stuck on cocktail hour. It's been suggested to me that we consider past appetizers during cocktail hour. But I worry that this is really expensive when you factor in the staffing required. Do you have suggestions about appetizer stands or other ideas for cocktail hour food that could save us some money?
Yeah, I did. I remember answering this. Thank you so much for listening. Christy and I are honored to be chatting in your ear while you're driving around throughout the day. Is that you right now listening? Are you in your car?
We love you.
Am I chatting in your ear? We love you. You are smart.
You're capable.
You are capable.
You're kind.
You're kind, and darn it, people like you. Okay, let me go.
I say that with my kids every morning on the way to school. I'm smart, I'm capable, I'm kind, I'm awesome. I make them say it, and then they say their names. Yep, it's
oh my
for
God,
4 years now we've been doing that.
Wow.
I know.
That's good. That's a good one. You one up to me. All right. I'm happy to hear that you have been prioritizing and taking action based on those priorities. And yes, the food and beverage is a huge chunk of your budget. You are on the right track in terms of cost saving by having a buffet. I would suggest the same for your cocktail hour. Have a few stations of food for guests to self-serve from. Meats, cheeses, spreads, bread, fruits, veggies, nuts, all simple and low cost, and people love to pick and choose. I know I do. It will reduce on staffing, and it is simple food that doesn't break the bank. I mean, who does not love a good charcuterie board? Christy?
I just throw, am I right? You could throw like a hunk of cheddar cheese at me, and I'm going to eat it.
And you just put like what the, you know, your kid, I had this at at a wedding in July, that we posted actually, on our Instagram for NECA's wedding. She had this amazing caterer who specialized in doing this. And she only came for the cocktail reception, and it was this huge spread. There was like, oh my God, there was honeycomb. There was goat cheese that I could eat. There was dried fruit. There was fresh meats, different types of bread, olive spreads. Like, it was insane. It was so good. So I think it's a really yummy, yummy, good thing to do. And then there was part two of the email. So then she wrote back, and you caught this, Christy. And she asked, she said, that definitely helps. Have you seen anyone do any appetizers that were really easy, like big German pretzels or something similar? I'm thinking it would probably be best to do something easy to set up and clean up. Do you think the caterers for dinner might have any issue?
So I said I would run any extra food that you're going to have for cocktail hour that you want to have. I would run it by the caterer before you plan on it. And I'm thinking of stuff that you would bring yourself, if that's what you're getting at with really cutting the price. So in addition to the buffet that they're setting up for dinner, maybe inside, you're going to have food outside during cocktail hour. Usually if the caterer is if it's all separate vendors and the caterer is coming to the venue and it's not an in-house caterer, then they won't care if you serve something else before or after. Like Michelle's wedding, she's talking about, that was essentially two caterers they had. A cocktail hour caterer.
Three caterers.
And then
it was crazy.
Dinner.
But yeah.
They don't say, oh, you can't have that. You can't have that because we're doing dinner
some
in here.
Some caterers will,
but
though.
Some will.
I mean, some caterers will.
And they definitely
so you
will
have to check
if it's an in-house contract.
Yeah.
They likely won't want any food served on property. Some even like won't even let you bring food into the bridal suite or the getting ready suite if it's not from their kitchen. So that being said, if it's a venue that's letting you bring in all kinds of vendors, hopefully it won't be a problem. I've done weddings that had just chips and guacamole or chips and salsa during cocktail hour. I've done weddings where they had a popcorn machine and they were just doing popped popcorn and snacked on that during cocktail hour, a cotton candy machine, peanuts that they could crack and throw on the floor, or simple deli plates from grocery stores. Like, you know, you can get these on the cheap. I've seen it all. People do like to munch on something while they drink. So that's the universal takeaway. And I would love a nice carnival style pretzel during cocktail hour if I was a guest at your wedding.
Hell so, yeah, that sounds so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, doing something cute and fun and creative. Cocktail hour is the time to do that. So permission granted.
But yes, check, even if it, but I mean, even if it's like a high-end caterer, a lot of these caterers will not do your wedding if you're going to have any other food on site, because they see it as, you know, that guest might think that I provided that food, or if you, you know, they won't work with you if you're going to bring your own food because there's liability issues and, you know, they won't serve
and you
it
won't,
or whatever
you
it is.
You won't know until
won't
you
clean it up.
You won't know until you ask, because
you have to ask.
Yeah, sometimes I've been surprised.
You can't just spring it on them either. That's not right. So yeah,
I think that's it.
That is it.
We have another really good question that we'll put on our Yawa for next time. And If you have a question, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. We answer all emails, but it does take a few days. So if it's been, you know, more than a week and a half, feel free to forward the email again, which is actually what this person did, and just say, oh, I just sent this, was wondering if you're going to answer it, and we will. And please subscribe on iTunes and rate and review. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You can join our Facebook community group, TBWPP Community. And shout out again to Melissa, our listener and Facebook guru that helped us get that started a while ago. And it's wildly successful. So thank you. Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. We use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding. And we'd love to share your photos. If you want to share them with us, DM them to us or email them to us. Twitter is TBWP Podcast, and I'm letting that have a slow, long death. And if you want to contribute $5 a month, we would love to have that. It keeps the podcast going from our humble Patreon page, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. It's easy to set up a little monthly contribution, and you get bonus episodes, and you get a newsletter, and you get more direct access to us. And lastly, consulting, which we talked about earlier. Please, if you are interested in 2 hours with one of us, we love to do that. It's a great, great experience for all. And we can set that up via email. We have a phone number.
And that number is 415-723-1625. And we will play your voicemail and Yawa and answer your question in real time. We love that. Those are super fun. I love the voicemails. Keep them coming, please.
That's all she wrote.
Thanks, y'all.
Okay. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you. Love your show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.